For some students looking to attend college in the United States, all that is needed to apply is a two-minute video. That's the new policy at Goucher College, a small liberal arts college in Baltimore, Maryland. The opening page of Goucher's website displays a photograph of a woman tearing up a high school transcript. Daybreak Asia's Ira Melman spoke with Goucher's president, Jose Antonio Bowen, about the reasons his school decided to make the change to its admission policy, as well as why the program is not available to all students.
All of the research tells us that while SAT scores and grades and transcripts do predict a lot of academic ability in college, they don't catch all of the potential in a high school student. So there are lots of kids who didn't do well on their SATs, like me, for example, who ended up being okay. So this is an alternative application. So students who want to apply through the Common App, send us the grades and transcripts, the normal, we still accept that. But we wanted to have a second process for people who might have good grades but who didn't think they totally represented who they wanted to be. So the idea is that you do a two-minute video. We're not looking for production value. We're very explicit about that. It can just be you talking in front of your cell phone. And you send us two pieces of high school work of which you are proud and want us to see. What they could be a science experiment, it could be a music recital, and one should be a writing sample. But that's the idea. That's all you have to do.
What is wrong with the current system that most schools are using? I'll just ask you to expand on this just a bit, if you don't mind.
Sure. I think actually most people, even the schools that use it, think that the college application process is broken. And while it does a good job of sorting students who are good at school into good schools, it also leaves lots of potential on the table. So we know, for example, you know, biologists, genetics, that talent is equally distributed, intelligence, like other things, should be equally apparent in all parts of the population. But the single biggest predictor of whether or not you'll graduate from college is poverty. It's your parental income. So that means that we can't be getting all of the potential into college. We know that tens of thousands of seniors a year who are academically terrific, who have great test scores and transcripts, apply to no liberal arts colleges like Goucher College. They don't apply any place. They don't apply to Harvard. They don't apply to Goucher. They might go to community college, or they might not go to college at all. So that's wasted talent. Those are people who are not going to college who should be going to college. And we need to have a way to have a conversation with more of those kids to encourage them to say, you can go to college. That's in the best interests of the country. And it's also in the best interest of Goucher College to have that conversation with more people.
But here comes the exception, and that is the majority of people listening to this broadcast throughout Asia and the rest of the world, that there is a problem accepting this from international students. Can you tell me about that?
Sure, and that's actually not a problem that I think that the college can solve. International students simply have to jump through more hoops. So we're currently working on how we can expand this for international students because it would allow, of course, it would allow you to demonstrate that you can communicate in English, which is essential for your success here at Goucher College. But at the moment, we wanted to keep this simple. We wanted to be able to say to make it an invitation to people to apply to Goucher. And so in America, you know, we were able to say, all I need to do is verify your address and that you graduated from high school. So there's a little bit of information I need, and that process can happen. And for international students, the process is more complicated, and there are visas and all of that sort of thing. And so to be honest, we haven't yet figured out how to navigate all of that in a simple way. So we are very, very eager for international students. Goucher is one of only a handful of colleges, I think it's only one of two colleges in America, that require all students to study abroad, with the exception of international students. But that means that 100% of our students have an experience in another country. We are ranked number one in the U.S. News & World Report and the Princeton Review for our study abroad programs. And part of that is the internationalization of the campus. It's terribly important for our students to be surrounded by other people who've traveled, but also other people from other campuses. So we currently have 100 international students on campus. We'd love to double that. And so as soon as humanly possible, and I'm able to take video applications from overseas, we would do that. What I can say is that, you know, we do accept all of the standard applications from overseas, and, you know, you can do a video supplement. That, you know, we still have to have other verification of high school transcripts to do the visa work, and that's not my expertise, but that's my understanding, and we wanted to start with something that we knew would work and be simple.
Goucher College President Jose Antonio Bowen speaking with Daybreak Asia's Ira Melman.